Live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Like that dude just said, we are indeed solid, conservative, and just plain right here on the News Talk powerhouse in North Alabama, WVNN. And we appreciate this audience, by the way. If this show has any success, it's because of y'all. So thank you, bunch of Right Side Ruffians, for helping the show to move forward. Hey, listen, I am going to one of my favorite moments of every single week. Copper, don't forget that sound effect. Get ready for it, because I like when the horns blow. But I am pleased to have another round of the Grand Council with my brethren, WVNN's own Dale Jackson. Dale Jackson, are you present?
Alabama's most trusted journalist checking in.
Indeed, indeed. All right, and our other brethren from down in the nether regions of our state, Jeff Poor with FM Talk 106.5. Jeffro, are you here?
I am present.
You are indeed present. You are a presence unto yourself, as a matter of fact. All right, Copper, I pronounce a quorum. Hit the sound effect.
Assemble the Grand Council.
All right. Okay, so the Grand Council, for those who are not familiar, the rules are we go around and around, we ask each other questions, we take turns, we run two rounds, we see how we answer, we don't always agree, we love each other nonetheless when it's done. Jeff, you're first.
Greg Auburn's gambling bill just dropped. Looks like roughly the same, same bill that dropped last year. I don't even know that it gets out of the Senate this time. It took a lot of arm twisting, but are we to expect the same fate in 2022?
Dale, I'll let you go first.
What's changed? You said same bill? Okay, same fate. No. I just don't understand why they would get behind it here if they didn't get behind it last time in an election year, a bunch of gambling. No, I don't think so.
I don't think so either, although something's up, and I say that because all Britain is smarter than that. And he didn't have the votes. My inside, information was 2 days ago. He didn't think he'd introduce the bill yet because he didn't think he had the votes yet, but he introduced it today. So either A, he's just looking at the calendar and trying to get a bill out there to work with, or B, he thinks he suddenly got the votes. So all said and done, the fight's on. It's an awful bill. I could talk for an hour on it without even talking about the word gambling. But that bill is epically bad on a variety of levels.
Let me offer up another suggestion here, a third option. Yeah. How about the idea that this is just constituent services?
And that may well be because Greg Albritton's got the Porch Creeks right there in his district, and it has them built into the bill. I don't know. Jeff, your question, what do you think
about
it?
Yeah, I think y'all are onto something with the Porch Creeks being in the district. Maybe he just feels compelled to do it because that is his constituency, but – those guys at PCI know how to work a room. I mean, you got to wonder if they're going to put on a push as well. I think that's where we'll see what's really going on, how these gambling interests react to the bill. And you know the usual suspects. I won't name any names, but if it looks like there's a lot of happy talk about the bill and how great it is, you'll know then it is something that they really think they could get done this session.
Well, and the other interesting piece of this is, staying with your question a second, is the fact that the Porch Creeks most recently are members of the board of the Business Council of Alabama. So that's never been there before, but it is now. That means they've got other allies besides just themselves.
Well, I would also say, look at the dog track guys, the old Milton McGregor machine. Watch it come by out with the PCI, then they're going to at least try to get it through. They probably won't be successful. Y'all are right on that, but it'll be interesting to watch.
All right, Dale, your question.
Ron DeSantis is back in the news. He told some kids, hey, you don't have to wear your mask if you don't want to. You can if you want, but you don't have to wear it. The attacks start. It's ridiculous. I mean, look at the State of the Union the other day. Yeah. Everyone had their masks off. A bunch of very old people with their masks off, coughing all over each other and their teeth falling out. But we're told a bunch of 20-year-olds need to put their masks on. Is the media going to do this forever now? If you say no to masks, you're bullying and you're being monsters. Is that what we're at?
Well, they need something to ding Ron DeSantis on, because right now they've got nothing else. I mean, the man is... been the most conservative activist governor out there. He's got a beautiful family. His wife's been fighting cancer. He used to be a member of the Freedom Caucus when he was in the legislature, and he's a Trump ally, and he's yet still polling very high in the straw poll at CPAC. So, I mean, they've got to do something to ding him. I just think the mass is a losing option, and it just shows like it's a lame opportunity to try and take a pot shot. But, Jeff, your thoughts?
Well, the mask gives us gives everybody the opportunity to be a victim, right? That now you're a protected class because you choose to wear the mask. The mask makes you may be a white, heterosexual male that doesn't check any boxes. But if you put that mask on, all of a sudden you got a box to check, and now we can talk about bullying or whatever. It's perfect. It makes everybody a Democrat if they want to be. You don't have to be one of these minorities.
Wow. That's the most animated I've heard Jeff in a while. You know what? I guess too, the reality is it gives you a great opportunity for virtue signaling. You still know stuff. I mean, you're higher in the order, the pecking order, as to things like, you know, COVID and all that. And I think some of them, Dale, to your original question, I think some of them can't quite get let go of COVID because they had so many opportunities for control in the middle of it. But it's your own question. What's your thought?
Well, I just think it's so absurd, but they are going to continue virtue signaling on this sort of stuff, even though it's clear the American people are over this and the politicians know it's bad politics, but the media is going to just drive this and there's going to be politicians that buy into their arguments. And I like what DeSantis did. He once again, he said, oh, that's your problem. And he gave him the middle finger. And I think that's perfect.
All right. My question deals with the fiscal accountability and responsibility and conservatism and yada, yada. So right now you may have seen a story that came out on 1819 this morning. There's a spending spree in Montgomery. They are so flush with cash like we've never had in this state before. And the House Ways and Means Education Committee just passed a $1.2 billion supplemental. Like, it's on top of the education budget. And it came out of committee, not the floor yet, but the committee. And it's for Pork Project. It's for things like, you know, bonuses for state employees and putting dorms on this certain school and helping this Veterans Museum. Not a whiff of tax relief anywhere. And yet the courts have already said they could give tax relief with these funds if they wanted to. Are we ever going to see a true tax break comprehensively from this legislature? Jeff.
We will eventually. They're going to have to, but you just got the pigs lined up at the trough right now. I think I really think Danny Garrett, who's the trust fund ETF chairman, is one of us. I mean, I think he really sees the world as a way that we, you know, the smaller government and particularly on the social issues. I think eventually we'll get there if we keep this trend up. But this trend, I think we're headed toward a fiscal cliff. It's not going to be the land of milk and honey anymore, that these budgets are going to start to get smaller.
Dale?
Oink. Oink. I mean, these guys are absolutely out of their mind. They just want to continue spending, because it's there. I mean, this is just it. We got an $8.1 billion education budget. That's what we have, right? And then we're spending this 1.2 on top of this.
Right.
But we can't do things like school choice. What are we doing? What in the world? Is this Alabama or is this Massachusetts? What's the plan here?
Meanwhile, I've got an article out of Minnesota, the land of Ilhan Omar, where they've got surpluses up there, and their Republican majority is talking about what tax relief they can provide to the citizens because of the hard times they've been through. And that's a recent article.
But let me tell you why. Let me tell you why. They actually got to work for their votes. I mean, they actually got to work to get those Republican voters and get people to vote Republican up there. In Alabama, I think Kay Ivey could go write set the American flag on fire, and I think there would still be people like, well, she's the incumbent. We're good. I truly believe that.
Cogent analysis on your part. All right, we got about 2 minutes for the break. I tell you what, let's go ahead and make another question. Jeff, that comes back around to you, I believe.
Our buddy Larry Stutz, or my buddy Larry Stutz, has a bill to repeal the gas tax and to roll back medical marijuana. Long shot bills, but I think if he could get some, you're going to have to get a little bit of honesty at this point in time out of some lawmakers if these are getting any further than committee. What do y'all think?
God bless Larry Stutz. I mean, and by the way, for those who don't know, Larry Stutz is not only a medical practitioner; he's also a veterinarian. He can deliver your babies and your puppies. But all that to say, I'm glad somebody is making them talk about it. And you're right, those bills probably won't go anywhere because it requires them to deal with their own burdens, and they don't want to do that. But God bless him for dropping them in and trying to have the discussion. Dale?
He better watch out that one of those Javelin missiles wasn't sent down to Montgomery to get him while he's driving away from the Capitol, because this is something that is going nowhere, and all it's going to do is piss off his colleagues. I'm fine with it. I think it's great, but it's just going to further highlight the idea that KIV passed a gas tax, and a lot of the legislators went along with it, and I think that's going to start coming up. She's going to have to be the one to deal with it mostly. But there is going to be some collateral damage along the way. I don't think anyone's going to lose because of it, but it will chip away at them, and it will become an issue for the base and those legislators.
Yeah, and truthfully, they could do, at the very least, they could do a gas tax holiday, which is exactly what DeSantis is proposing with all the federal relief dollars they got, because Alabama won the court case. In fact, it was an Alabama judge that said, you can do that. Jeff, 30 seconds, finish out your own question.
They've always given him a hard time in that body, and he never gets any help from any of the establishment in Montgomery. I think he's a reliable conservative vote, and if they're not going to help him out, then don't expect him to help them out.
All right, Copper, run us to a break. We'll come back in a moment and finish up the second round, because we already got through one round plus one question on the Grand Council with my brethren, Jeff Poor from FM Talk 106.5 down in our coastal areas, and our own Dale Jackson right here at WVNN. I'm Phil Williams. This is Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Going right back now to the phones, I got Jeff Poor from FM Talk 106.5, Dale Jackson from right here at WVNN, and me. We call it the Grand Council. So we just did, Jeff, that was your second question, I think, wasn't it? So I'm looking over now to Dale. Dale, you're next.
I want to talk about this transgender stuff that the Alabama legislature is doing. I had a conversation with someone earlier today about it, and they were kind of busted up about it, thinking like, oh, you're harming these kids. These kids should be allowed to do whatever they want. And I'm just like, they're 13. When I was 13, I wanted to be like a fire truck or something. It's just dumb. And these, not really 13, maybe 12 when I felt that way. But Phil Williams, you've been down there. So what in the world are the Democrats doing opposing this? It seems like such stupid policy, but the politics of it seem even worse. Is this just a couple of rogue guys making all the noise, or is this something that they as a group have decided is something they want to fight about?
Well, I'll be honest with you. It's amazing to me that the interest groups that show up out of nowhere, like I remember Apple actually had their lobbyists come and talk to me about this very thing a few years ago before it ever really got traction for legislation. They got, Google does lobbying on it. So all these big corporate woke entities, they start coming in, and then, of course, they support the Democrats. So they're looking at their special interest base is part of it. But the other thing, to your point, when you're 13 years old, what do you know? And the reality is this. We have laws on the books right now that already prevent abuse of kids, that already prevent statutory rape, that already prevent underage drinking. You can't drive till you're 16. But we're going to let a five-year-old have a permanent life-altering set of treatments because mommy thinks you really are a girl when you're a boy? It's ridiculous to me. So, yeah, I think this is one of those laws that we need to get on the books. It's hard to say I direct that the parents should do these things. But we already do that in a couple of other ways to prevent minors from being abused by adults who are activists. So there's that. Jeff, your thoughts?
This one's easy. They're just the Democrats in Montgomery are just showing off for their masters at the national level, right? They want to impress them. They want to show that they're down for the struggle with transgender rights or whatever. It could be anything else as long as they are saying the right thing, taking the right position. I don't think that their constituents, these Democrat constituents, are necessarily for this stuff, giving parents the ability to do this to their underage children, but I do think the Democrats are really just wanting to show their street cred.
I think that's probably true. Dale, your own question. You want to wrap that up?
Well, it's so absurd. I don't know why they do these things to themselves. They should, if they have a problem with it, they should just take a walk and just go away. Let whatever's going to happen, happen. It makes no sense for these guys to be standing up, giving speeches, talking about whackers and all this other stuff that like John Rogers was doing last week. It just makes no sense because at the end of the day, all it does is just destroy them with their credibility with people who might be standing somewhere in the middle.
Well, here's the other thing is the other piece of the credibility issue in this is why didn't the Republicans get this passed last year when the bill was up? They couldn't get it passed. I'm not sure how that happened.
But I'll
they were
tell you
too busy with gambling, I guess.
No, they just want to drag it out. Keep it going. Let them jump around and make all this noise. Up, just out of time. Sorry. I guess we'll just have to.
Well,
bring
the
it
business
up for
community,
another.
The business community was scared away from it too, as well, right?
Were they? What was that about? I don't even recall what that.
We
was.
We don't
that
want Alabama familiar. To be this backwards, you know,
we'll
kooky kind of place.
Never get another business here ever again.
Yeah,
oh, that's right.
But and the BCA
right.
cowered.
Oh, that's right. I remember that now. They were worried about Google not locating its major industry here and
yeah,
Amazon
whatever.
Moving its warehouse out and whatever else. And guess what? They came anyway. All right, last question, and we got about a minute and a half. So the whole situation in Ukraine, the State of the Union address, today's cabinet meeting, which was the most lackluster effort I've ever seen by a national leader ever. We are not energy independent anymore. Do you think that anybody in Alabama really realizes that when he shut off the oil and gas exploration in the Gulf of Mexico, that it was a $50 million hit to Alabama's trust fund every single year?
I don't. Dale. I didn't know that. So no. No. I don't think anyone realized that. That's an interesting piece of information.
Jeffro, do you know that?
I knew it only because I'm down here and I hear from Elliot and I hear from Pringle and these guys and they make a big deal about it. But I think rest of the state, no, they're not aware of it.
Yeah, well, that's it. So sooner or later, people are going to have to realize that not only are we funding Putin's war, but we're cutting off funds to our state. State of Alabama, the year before Biden issued his executive order that shut off oil and gas exploration wow. and the leases, we made $50 million just on the royalties from our Gulf Coast exploration.
Well, and now I'm with Ivy now then because I'm like, get that Javelin missile and let's go.
All right, fellas. Appreciate you as always. The Grand Council, we shall go ahead and adjourn and reconvene again next week. That's Jeff Poor from FM Talk 106.5 down in the coastal regions and our own Dale Jackson right here at WVNN. Great times. Appreciate you as always. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Coming up in the last half hour of the day, we'll be right back.